The Odd Pod. Odd Pod.
Hello, thanks for clicking on the Odd Pod. Don't forget, if you'd like to comment on anything in the ramblings of an idiot like me, then please leave your comments in the comment section if you're listening to this on Facebook. You can download The Odd Pod at maxradio.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can subscribe to it to save you asking for it. We'll deliver it and clutter up your inbox for nothing. Now, I reckon most of the nation's unmarried men probably all left for work early on Saturday morning and probably haven't got back yet in an attempt to avoid leap day marriage proposals. February the 29th saw a record number of men having to work on a Saturday, all with plans to maybe have a quick drink afterwards until well into maybe tomorrow. I nearly got caught out in 2016. I was at home in the evening and my girlfriend got down on one knee and said she had something to ask me. I thought she was just doing up her laces. It was only when she took out this little box that I twigged and locked myself in the bathroom, pretending to have diarrhoea until after midnight. This year I took no chances. I went up into the loft and said I needed to fix the water tank and wouldn't be down until tomorrow. She hates ladders, so I knew I'd get away with it. Oh, by the way, in case anybody's listening in management here at the radio station, I've also booked myself in for double shifts for February the 29th, 2024, 2028, 2032, 2036, 2040, 2044, 2048, 2052 and 2056, just to be sure, although I'll probably be dead by then. Mobile phone operators were mystified, by the way, as to why all calls to unmarried men's numbers were going straight to voicemail from midnight on Friday night. At first, we thought there'd been some kind of nationwide terrorist attack, said a spokesman for Vodafone. Now, before you ask, I've not really got anything against marriage. I've done it before. But now I think I'd rather have a decent steak.
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.